everybody, and welcome into That Movie Show, presented by Showcase Cinemas, right here on North Shore 104.9. Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe taking you through another week of movies. Eddie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a great day for movies.
It's a glorious time for movies. We are a week away from the Oscars.
Ooh. Hollywood's biggest night.
We're wrapping up award season and getting into what's going to be coming out in 2020. And we got some trailers, we got some news, we got some stories that we're going to talk about. So strap in, folks, because we're kicking it off with, is it Fast and Furious 9 or is it F9 or is it the Fast Saga? What is this movie called?
Fast 9?
Everyone is very angry in these posters. They released the cast photos, the cast posters, along with a teaser trailer. And I guess the actual trailer came out yesterday or something like that. Before we got on the air, to show how much I pay attention to details, I'm like, so Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel, they're not brother-sister in this? So, okay.
Yeah, no, they are not brother-sister.
Nine movies and a kid later.
Yeah, the deceit, well, and a death maybe, because they were like, Letty died, but then she didn't, and then it was weird, and she had amnesia, but then it came back. Look, am I saying that this would be much better suited to being a soap opera that was on TV every day? Yes.
A telenovela.
The biggest takeaway from these Fast 9 posters is most definitely John Cena.
Okay. Well, he's definitely the biggest.
His haircut is absurd.
Everything about him is just very weird. Like, I don't know what that face is.
Yeah, it's very disproportionate. Hulk Hogan had 24-inch pythons. John Cena definitely has 42-inch pythons in this.
I don't know what he looks like. First of all, all the men in these posters look extremely annoyed. Not even like angry, just like none of them want to be there. Like, look at Vin Diesel's. It's like, yeah, take the picture. This is my happy face.
Yes. Yeah. I am Groot.
Ludacris just woke up.
Yeah. I do like his name.
So. I mean, it looks like a moody Gap ad.
It is a moody Gap ad. I mean, that's exactly what these movies are. And it's why I love them. They're so absurd. They're so weird and bombastic. I'm in. I hope John Cena plays futuristic Brian Spillner from an alternate universe or something.
No, I'm assuming Brian Spillner was the Paul Walker character. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm just staring at his poster, and it's like almost like one of those optical illusions where the eyes are following you. He looks so disapproving.
It's the haunted mansion. It's
the stretching room posters for F9. So did you watch the teaser trailer?
I did watch the teaser trailer, and it really looks like everything's about to blow up. And I can't wait.
My takeaway is this is not Hobbs and Shaw.
No, it's definitely not.
I had so much fun with Hobbs and Shaw. It was a hoot. Arguably a long hoot. They could have cut 20 minutes out of it. But I don't know. These guys look way too moody for me.
Yeah, of course.
They look like they're going to be taking this way too serious.
I don't know who said it, but I believe it. When they're like, Fast and the Furious, the entire franchise is just the brainchild of a Mountain Dew riddled, like, preteen.
Yes. Unfortunately, that preteen has now grown up, and it's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah. And then the cars flip, and then the car wheels are like fists, and they fight. And then all of a sudden, more explosions. And it's just like, did Michael Bay's kid direct this? What happened?
I don't know. It's but like I said, I think I enjoyed the Hobbs and Shaw thing a lot more than I've enjoyed the actual main Fast and the Furious. This is also called the Fast Saga, by the way.
Yeah.
Like this one movie, not the entire, because like people know the Star Wars saga, which is 9 movies. This is actually, this 9th movie is called the Fast Saga, as in this movie is all the movies.
Yeah, it's all of them in one. That's it.
I don't know. Something about this franchise has always rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm still compelled to go watch all of them.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's one of, if somebody says what's your guilty movie, like franchise, Fast and Furious. I had the DVD, and when I was like 14 at the time when the first one came out, and this was before I had watched Point Break. I didn't realize that Keanu did this way better. But I did see this, and I was like, there was a thing on the DVD where they like taught you how to like pimp a car and like put all the like the racing stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this to my car. Yeah, when I get a license. And then I became an adult that has a car. And I was just like, oh, no, this is far too expensive. It's far too expensive.
Get some money.
For something I'm never going to use. No, I'm going to
put neon lights everywhere.
Yeah, neon. That was the coolest part. And I'm shocked because no cars have neon now.
No, none of them.
There should be more.
I'm looking at the cars too. And yeah, I don't know. The jury's going to have to be out on this one for me. It just doesn't look, they're not making me like, it doesn't look fun. These movies are stupid. They're supposed to be fun, and none of it looks fun. The teaser trailer was Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel with their kid basically reminiscing about Paul Walker. I'm like, this is supposed to be a fun movie.
Yeah, I know. Well, the real trailer,
they all look so angry. Like,
yeah, because somebody died, probably.
If you all could see this, I'm literally trying to avoid John Cena's eyes. I got to close the screen. Just too weird for me.
I gotta close the screen.
It's just too weird for me. So disapproving.
Yeah.
A couple other movies that were announced. Mel Gibson was in the news, presumably for good reasons this time. Yeah. Presumably. Don't read the comment section of these articles because they're just awful places. But the big one was, of course, Lethal Weapon 5 is being talked about. It's being brought back into production, I guess. And not only is Mel Gibson involved, Danny Glover's involved, and Richard Donner, who's turning 90 this year, is ready to direct.
Yeah.
I mean, I here's the thing. Back in 2008, Shane Black wrote a fifth Lethal Weapon movie. Now, that was 2008.
Yes. Okay.
So we're now 12 years after that, and I don't. They haven't said whether they're going to use a Shane Black script or if he's going to write a new script or somebody else is going to write it. He didn't write 3 or 4. However, you know, Richard Donner has directed all 4 of them so far. I'm up for it, I guess.
Sure.
You know, I like, you have to imagine they're not going to still be cops.
Yeah, you'd have to, or this is going to be weird if they are.
I mean, even if they brought back Chris Rock's character from Lethal Weapon 4, he's now probably almost 60.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. And, you know, seeing Danny Glover in his recent movies, it's like, well, he was too old for this stuff back in the first one.
Yeah, right. He was way too old. He was on the verge of retirement the entire time, all 4 movies. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see where they go and how it happens, because you're absolutely right. What are they going to have to come out of retirement to do this? What?
I mean, you have to imagine if they're going to do a Lethal Weapon 5 and they're going to bring these guys all back. I mean, Mel Gibson, to his credit, has kind of become an old man action star in a lot of his indie films lately. And he's doing a pretty good job of it. So I could definitely see him getting into some of the physicalities. Danny Glover, I just can't see it.
No, not at all. I saw
Jumanji, right?
Yeah. And the last time I saw him do anything, it was Saw.
Ooh. Exactly. Or, yeah, that came after Predator 2, I believe.
Yeah, a little bit after Predator 2.
But, you know, it's like you see him in stuff like Jumanji. The last thing even before that I remembered him in was Royal Tenenbaums. And it's like, I don't see that guy chasing down criminals. I mean, like I said, Danny Glover had a hard time chasing down criminals in Lethal Weapon 1.
Yeah, right. And so who knows?
Who knows? But while I was reading through the Lethal Weapon news, because the internet is a rabbit hole, I found this article that apparently, this is going to be a thing this coming holiday season in 2020. Walton Goggins has signed on to be the, I don't know, antagonist, I guess, against Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson is going to play Santa Claus. So Walton Goggins is going to be hunting Mel Gibson as Santa Claus in a movie called Fat Man.
Yeah, Walter Goggins is fantastic. I don't know anything about his show, The Unicorn. And
it's actually pretty good. I've watched a few episodes. It's pretty good.
Okay. But he was fantastic in The Shield.
Yep.
He was great as that person in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, you know, it was funny because thank you for reminding me he did that. Because the first time he showed up, I'm like, because obviously The Shield and Sons of Anarchy had the same creators. And yeah. A lot of the Shield guys were popping in and out of Sons of Anarchy. And when he showed up, it's like, oh, that's brilliant. Great comic relief. But then you fast forward like two seasons and that character Venus he played had a whole arc. And I'm watching it. I'm like, how is he not getting nominated? He crushed it. Yeah. It was awesome.
And also Vic Mackey shows up at the end of Sons of Anarchy and it made me happy.
Yeah, and kills Jax Teller, which makes me think that because he ended The Shield going vigilante on people. Yeah. I think that actually was Vic Mackey. He wasn't a truck driver. He was set out to kill the Sons of Anarchy.
It was just Vic Mackey doing vigilante justice.
Although, funnily enough, in one of the earlier seasons, Juice was in jail. It was when he was picked up by the FBI or something like that, and they had him in a holding cell, and he's actually watching the first episode of The Shield.
Yeah, that is 100% true.
So it's a weird universe. It's like Halloween 2, Halloween 3, where the movie Halloween exists in the Halloween 3 universe. It's very odd.
I've always wanted to do this because this episode is certainly not it because we have to move on and do other things. But I've always wanted to do a deep dive into how important the character of Vic Mackey and The Shield is to television. Because
I've said it until I'm blue in the face. That very first episode, season one, episode one of The Shield is the one I point to and say that is my favorite single episode of television. I remember watching it when it first came out, and back then VCRs were a thing. Google it, kids. And I remember taping it, and I finished watching it live and immediately rewound the tape and watched it again. I'm like, that was...
Yeah.
I had never seen anything like that, like outside of HBO.
Yeah, and we don't get... Right, exactly. And we don't get characters like Walter White or Don Draper without Vic Mackey. And I just find him to be so important and so influential in the landscape of television that at some point I do want to do a deep dive into how important that television show is.
I will do that with you. This year, actually, Chiklis has a new show called Coyote that looks really good. I think it's going to be on the Paramount Network.
Great. I love the Paramount Network.
Looks like one of those, you know, south of the border type, drugs, guns, and money type of shows.
Right, of course.
But get out to the theater, see more movies, and do it with Showcase. Subscribe. Showcase Cinemas is the proud sponsor of That Movie Show right here on North Shore 104.9. Go to ShowcaseSubscribe.com and you can sign up for yours. You can pick your plan, whether you want an individual plan, a group plan. They start as low as $11.95. And if you act now, they have a New Year's sale going on. Let's see. Promo code NY50OFF, NYFIFTYOFF. You join and you get 50% off your first month. Go to ShowcaseSubscribe.com right now. Thanks to Showcase for presenting That Movie Show right here on North Shore 104.9. Another announcement that came out that it was fun to see it, but then you get the aftermath links and it's like, oh, that's so sad. Let's go with the fun story.
Sure.
Emilio Estevez is going to return as Coach Bombay in the Mighty Ducks series being produced by Disney Plus.
Yeah, I love the fact that Disney Plus is doing these sorts of things. Is we're going to get a Mighty Ducks series. You know, that's awesome. I think that having your own in-house streaming service, you know, you're going to have to perpetually create content. So stuff that might not have gotten greenlit because this would never have life on ABC or Freeform or one of their other networks.
Right.
You know, this is going to have life on Disney Plus because I need to put stuff on here. So let's make it and see if it works.
They got over 10 million subscribers that need stuff to watch.
Right. And so, you know, like I said, a Mighty Ducks series might not have any legs, but we're going to make one episode. It's going to tune in some subscribers or keep some subscribers because of the nostalgia factor. Right. And whether it gets greenlit for a season two or not, we'll see. But it'll get a first season just because I need to put stuff on Disney Plus.
Right. It's one of those things. They own the property, so might as well make something out of it, especially because of that nostalgia factor. And, I mean, reboots and remakes are all the rage now, so why not?
Right.
Why not go with what you already own? Of course, the sadder side of that story is the news about the kid who played the goalie, Goldberg, in the original movie. His name is escaping me right now. Sean Weiss. He was arrested this week. He's had a rough go of it.
Basically. He just looks rugged.
Yeah. I mean, he was arrested for breaking and entering, burglary, meth charges. I mean, his mugshot is just tragic.
Grizzled.
It is literally.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. It's like you look at that picture like, yeah, don't do drugs. They're not good for you.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Just a slight story that I ended up popping up across here, and so it's a little bit of a surprise topic, but it's interesting and kind of close to my heart. But apparently Apple and Netflix have considered buying MGM. So just because they want to put the catalogs on either one of their streaming services.
Interesting. How close are they?
It doesn't
say.
Is
it just one of those they have interest type of things and we'll wait 10 years or.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's really heating up because, yeah, as Peacock from NBC Universal is coming up, you know, HBO Max, Warner Media, those type of things, MGM might be looking to sell their catalog. So who knows who might purchase that? My guess is Disney, but you know, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility because Apple Plus, that needs content. And Netflix, they desperately need stuff. And if you can get a classic catalog like MGM, stuff like The Wizard of Oz and Singing in the Rain now all of a sudden become like really viable medias. And
that's an interesting one, though, because somehow Disney owns Wizard of Oz. I don't know how that all worked, but they definitely they owned at least some part of it because I remember when they bought I forget what catalog they bought, but they got the Return to Oz sequel, which is now under the Disney banner.
They
put a ton of stuff with it.
Yeah, they might have purchased the actual like series rights.
Mm.
So like The Wizard of Oz is a book series.
Right.
And so they might have purchased the book series rights, which would give them Return to Oz and other Wizard of Oz-esque properties, but not the Judy Garland Wizard of Oz film.
Gotcha. Return to Oz, that's a good guilty pleasure one we were talking about earlier. I like that one.
That one's scary.
Yeah, as a kid, that was a spooky, spooky, especially what was the bad woman in it with the removable heads.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
It wasn't Ozma, because Ozma was the good witch. This was, I don't remember her name. And I'm
scary.
Sure will come to me as soon as we wrap up the show, but her heads, it's a spooky, spooky. But really good guilty pleasure type movie.
Spooky.
Which is on Disney Plus.
It is.
Not that this is a Disney Plus commercial, but.
No.
Let's see. Let me throw just this quick one out before we get to another fun story, especially to you. I saw this on Facebook, actually. So the castle that was used in the Rocky Horror Picture Show is actually now a luxury hotel, and you can stay there. So if you want to book a night at the Frankenfurter Castle, that is a thing.
Can I wear lingerie the entire time?
I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
I know. That's my only question. If I can do that, then I'll stay there.
118 bedrooms. Wow. Yeah. And it's, you know, you look at some of the interiors, and it's a nice luxury hotel. They're not gimmicking it up for the movie, but it is the actual castle that was used
for the film.
Yes,
yeah, because these are real places that people shoot movies in.
Yeah, it's not like Camelot. It's only a model.
It's only a model. It's a very silly place.
And of course, we want to thank Showcase Cinemas for sponsoring that movie show right here on North Shore 104.9. Showcase, subscribe. Best way to see more movies. You can get advanced tickets. I already got my Birds of Prey. I'm not going to say the whole title, but the Harley Quinn movie. I already got tickets to that. And you can pick your seats, which is so convenient. And all of that in advance, plus plans start as low as $11.95. If you want to plan by yourself, or if you have a group plan, it is the best way to
just know that if you do have a group plan and you do go by yourself, it will like shame you. It will shame you and be like, hey, just so you know, you have more tickets available. You want to be a loser and go by yourself? Sure. But you, I mean, you could bring a friend.
Is it wrong for me to say I always pick two seats just to have a little space between me and other people?
Yeah. Yes, of course. I would have done it if I couldn't pick seats.
So thanks to Showcase Cinemas for sponsoring that movie show right here on North Shore 104.9. Go to ShowcaseSubscribe.com and get your plan. Let's see. Where is this story? Oh, there it is. So the company that just won't go away. This article has one of the most misleading headlines, I do not believe. MoviePass is officially dead as they file for bankruptcy. I feel we've done this story like 40 times.
I think you're 100% right. I have no, like, I don't know where along in the process we are, but it feels like we've been here a bunch of times. That being said, look, I will never, like, MoviePass will always be the butt of a joke, but never get the credit it deserves. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, without MoviePass coming onto the scene and basically revolutionizing how we went to the movies, stuff like our presenting sponsor Showcase, right? Yep. Showcase Subscribe would not be a thing, right? Because we would have just kept business as usual. The market would have, you know, the marketplace would have been what it is. Mm-hmm. But because of MoviePass, a company like Showcase is able to come in and be like, wow, okay, so people do want to come to the movies. People want to experience that. Well, I'm not going to let this third-party company come in and change the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
And like, I went in the other day and I have Showcase Subscribe and I'm seeing movies left and right. I'm always going to the movies way more than I had been in past years. And it got to the point where I like bought popcorn and stuff, and they were like, hey, you know that you have enough Star Rewards to just like have this large popcorn and stuff, right? Yes. And I'm like, oh yeah. And so without MoviePass, we don't get Showcase Subscribe and we don't get an A+ movie theater experience,
right?
You know, and it's funny because it's like, yeah, we're gonna get MoviePass will always be the butt of the joke. It'll be for wrestling fans, it'll always be TNA, right? Where it's like, it's this thing that just won't die.
Hey, look, they decided to make the movie gaudy, nobody forced them to do that,
right? So I mean, it's sad if MoviePass is in fact bankrupt, or if some Chinese billionaire is gonna buy it and people are somehow gonna still subscribe.
You're still gonna get resubscribed to it.
Yeah, that's gonna be the biggest, like, you know, screw you to screw you to all the people. Is like everybody that's ever subscribed to MoviePass is just gonna get re-upped.
Well, I don't know. I don't know all the chapters of bankruptcy, but apparently Helios and Matheson, who own MoviePass, have filed for Chapter 7.
I don't know. I think 11's the worst one. I don't know.
I think we still have a ways to go. I think this is going to be a story that's going to come back around later in the year.
Yeah, probably. We'll check the tape.
We'll check it. Recommendations. What do you got for me, Eddie?
The recommendation I have is a movie called Shadow on Netflix. It's a really awesome kung fu movie. It's fantastic. The trailer's bonkers. You should check it out. It is Shadow on Netflix.
Cool. Mine, I just bought the Blu-ray this week. I haven't laughed this much in a long, long time. I was so happy at how much I enjoyed it. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Yes. It is a joy of a movie. The cameos that pop up throughout the movie are just wonderful. I think when I was watching, I texted you and I was like, you know, it's just so nice to see Rosario Dawson. She is a treasure.
She is. You know, I was able to go and see the reboot as a part of the roadshow. Mm-hmm. I went, and when it was in Boston, I went and I got to see Kevin James and Jason Mewes talk about the movie after the fact. And
just called them Kevin James.
Kevin Smith. And Jason Mewes.
But that was the ongoing joke throughout the movie. Jay just kept calling Kevin, because Kevin Smith plays not only Silent Bob, but he's also a character in the movie as himself. And he just kept calling Kevin James. It was wonderful. Like, just all the little moments. The Ben Affleck scene was hilarious and heartwarming and kind of retcon Chasing Amy a little bit.
Right. And the whole movie is absolutely, absolutely fantastic because this movie came after Kevin Smith's scare, like heart attack. You know, and that scare. And so this movie kind of wraps up the View Askewiverse, right, for lack of a better term.
I don't know. He's doing Mallrats.
Well, yeah, there's that. But like, if this was it, right? Like, if this – and he talked about it on the actual roadshow, where it's like, if this was it, this was it. You know, it was – it kind of ties everything together, and that's – it's a good send-off.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I suggest people go out, buy the Blu-ray, buy the DVD. He is doing one of the road shows in Providence next Saturday, February 8th. If you go to rebootroadshow.com, there are still tickets available for the Providence one. There's one in Hartford, Connecticut the next day, Sunday, February 9th. And February 6th, he'll be in Portland, Maine. Those are the closest ones to us. Coming up, but yeah, it the movie itself was just a delight.
Yes,
just an absolute delight. I can't recommend enough. Like I said, I haven't laughed that much at a movie in a long, long while. The writing was on point, and it's funny because it was. I kept watching it, being like, "This is one of the better acted Jason Mewes performances."
Yeah,
I mean,
he carries the movie in a way that I didn't expect it.
And he did it like, and it was like, even though he was still Jay, it was different.
It was
a different feeling to it. There was a, dare I say, even a little bit of maturity in the character.
Yeah, it was very surprising how well acted it was, and self-aware, which was really fun. The fact talking, you know, obviously Kevin Smith being a character in the whole thing was really funny, but even Kevin Smith's daughter. Being in the film was really fun, and she was a lot better than, you know, I necessarily thought she would be.
And there was a fun little moment. I mentioned the Ben Affleck scene earlier, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and there was an interaction with a little girl in that scene that I'm not going to spoil, but I'm like, I bet I know who that is. And it was Jason Mewes' daughter.
Yes.
So I'm like, that's really, because it was a weird little connection you could see through the movie. And I'm like, It's got to be a quick little Google search. And sure enough, that's his little daughter there, which was really, really cool. Because they've basically made their little group a family.
Right.
I mean, you know, obviously Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes have been, you know, inseparable for almost their entire lives. But like even, you know, Affleck and Damon and you know, all of them coming, Rosario Dawson coming back, you know, all these different characters, the cast of Clerks, which there was a scene with them that was just, again, once it pops up on the screen, you're like, oh, just thumbs up, man. Well done.
Right. Well, it's also really funny is the Matt Damon cameo in this movie. There's a really fun story about that. So, you know, it's like if you have the ability to go see the roadshow, that type of, when you hear those type of things, it makes it really worth going and checking out.
So the movie is about an hour and 40 minutes long. I've heard the roadshow goes on for about 5 hours.
Yeah, something like that. Like, we were at the Wilbur, and we got kicked out. We were the late show, and, like, the Wilbur came in and was just like, you guys got to leave. They and it was just like, oh, no, I'm sorry.
So I guess we can announce that Jay and Silent Bob Reboot is going to be the 100th episode of the That Movie Show podcast. So you need to go to thatmovieshow.net and sign up for, subscribe to the podcast. It's on every podcasting app. I get notifications and emails. Oh, we've added you to this podcasting app. I'm like, cool, more people. Sure. That's wonderful. So we are on every podcast app. And of course, Facebook, facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv. Next week, we're going to be doing Suicide Squad because Birds of Prey obviously is coming into theaters. So we're going to be taking a look back at Suicide Squad on the podcast. But yeah, sign up for the podcast on any and all podcasting apps. You can follow myself and Eddie on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe. Hashtag that movie show. And we'll see you next week for our Oscar special. Eddie, anything left?
Oh, no, that's it. Go see more movies.
Go see more movies.
Bye, everybody. That's Movie Valley, Movie Hollywood, where any office boy or young McCabe